Welcome back to the Uncommon Man Podcast, everyone, or TUMP, as we like to call it. I'm Adam. Duggar won't be joining us this time around. You know what? In fact, let's call this a TUMP Plus. I just wanted to get a new episode up, because I know we've got listeners out there, and I hate going so long between episodes, for us and for you. I won't go into too much of the news that's hit in this past little bit, because I really want to save the good stuff for when Duggar and I get a chance to rap, but for now, I think this will do. Activision, the company behind Guitar Heroes 3 and Up, recently confirmed that Guitar Hero 4, or as it's now known, Guitar Hero World Tour, would feature not only guitar and bass, as the series has since the second game, but would now also figure in drums, vocals, and the ability to create your own songs, minus vocals, of course. Robert Kotick, the CEO of Activision, debuted the new game at the Wall Street Journal's D6 conference a week or so ago, while talking to interviewer Kara Swisher. His speech is pure corporate line, but pay attention to what Swisher says when she gets a word in. Take a listen. This is delicious.
Kara asked us to ask me to bring a product that has never been shown before. So we decided we have a new product coming out in the fall called Guitar Hero World Tour, which is the first time you'll have multiple instruments, drums, mic, a bass, different guitar.
It's called Rock Band, I think.
We're calling it Guitar Hero World Tour.
Okay. All right.
Kotick then, for no apparent reason, had Paula Abdul come out to watch, and Tony Hawk jammed on one of the guitars. Wait, did I say jammed? Tolerated playing would have probably been better. Either Tony Hawk has been replaced with some kind of weird, boring, robotic clone, or he really wasn't having any fun playing. But enough about that. It was celebrity for celebrity's sake, and it was silly. The point here is that, except for the ability to make your own songs, the next iteration of Guitar Hero proper, not counting Guitar Hero Aerosmith, or the recently announced Guitar Hero Metallica, of course, will essentially be Rock Band. Activision's promised more downloadable content and promised it more often. They've shoveled in two peripherals new to the franchise, and they've even finally caved in and put in a character creator alongside their usual cast of rockers. Though I do have to say, I'm jazzed about Clive Winston returning, if nothing else. The thing I hate so much about this, and why I feel no remorse in jabbing at Activision on such a regular basis, is because they've taken Guitar Hero in a completely different direction than Harmonix did originally. Where once the characters were cartoony and exaggerated for the sake of being cartoony and exaggerated, they're now realistic-looking weirdos. In the first game, Johnny Napalm was a light-hearted, green mohawked avatar meant to convey the spirit of punk rock. And now he's been transmogrified into what looks very much like a red-haired, scar-chested drug addict. Judy Nails used to be an alternative rocker chick with a pink streak in her hair and some cool moves. In Guitar Hero 3, she grew gigantic boobs, lost half her shirt, and had the left side of her head shaved. They turned into freaks because Activision took them in a realistic direction. That's my point. But the series has changed in other ways. Whereas the first few games in the series were all about classic rock, with sprinkles of modern fare in there to hook the kiddies, it's now all about the modern stuff, which, if you ask any music snob, is all cookie-cutter garbage anyway. I mean, seriously, Lenny Kravitz? Blink-182? Linkin Park? Come on! The difficulty has generally been bumped way up as well, with harder levels of the game requiring godlike skill to even attempt. It kind of scares away newcomers to the game or even the music genre when they see someone else leap headfirst into a 300-note streak and then hand them the smoking guitar. And I know this is probably a stupid little thing, but in my humble opinion, when you get to the point where you're using drums and vocals too, shouldn't you change the name of your game from Guitar Hero to something a little more fitting? I'm sure it's all about brand recognition, but it's a little misleading, that's all. I also think MTV should change their name from Music Television to something else, but they're too far gone for that. Is this going to be a trend, with a new Guitar Hero game coming out for every important console once a year? That's what happened with the Tony Hawk series until EA's Skate came out last year, and look what happened. there's not going to be a new Tony Hawk game for at least another year. Because they're actively competing with a similar product, Activision now has to actually go back and make improvements to a formula that's not attracting the fan base anymore. With the Guitar Hero series, I don't honestly know if I can get behind that. I think DLC ought to keep music games in business once you got a solid base. I think maybe what Activision's really trying to say is that despite the critics saying that they'd like the series to, you know, actually change with each installment, they're not going to focus on giving their customers quality downloadable songs. They'd rather hawk all these expansions on you. Metallica, Aerosmith, and drums and vocals in GH4. After all, if Guitar Hero 3, with all its flaws, can wrangle a sweet $100 million out of gamers in just the first week of its launch, why should you fix what ain't broke? I guess overall, I'm just worried that the developers are going to lose sight of what the series was meant to do. Bring the rock experience to anyone who wanted it. Harmonix, the folks behind Rock Band, say on their website that they were founded so that non-musicians could make music. In other words, they wanted to be non-threatening and accessible to the public. And that's what I think it really all comes down to for me. After all the mudslinging, the extreme character makeovers, and the saccharine rock music, Harmonix makes a product which anyone can sit down and play. Activision makes a guitar game that separates the men from the boys, and while that may be great in, say, a bar or a frat house, Rock Band is something you can take to any social function and impress your friends. That's why I take sides. And that's why I think Harmonix truly rocks. Well, that's going to be it for this installment of Tump Plus. Being completely honest, I'm really not sure when our next episode will be up, but I hope it'll be sometime really soon. In the meantime, you can email us at uncommonmail@gmail.com, uncommonmail@gmail.com, or, you know, visit our website. Yeah, I went in and gave the thing a complete graphical overhaul a week or two ago. So if you haven't seen it, go take a look. You can grab the new album art, submit your own site to affiliate with us, or, you know, just stare at the cool new pictures in the corners of the window. That should keep you entertained for hours, right? We've also got a call for artists up on the main page. That's right. If you are an artist of any kind, traditional pencil and paper, watercolors, or if you just like to mess around with Photoshop, we want you to make up some new album art for us. We'll post it on our website with your name and a link to your site, and we may even use it for the show. And, let's see, one more thing. We also have a poll up asking you which of the songs on there you'd most like to hear in an upcoming episode. So go take a look at the choices, and if there's nothing there you like, then pick none of the above and send us an email telling us what you would like. Picky. For all that stuff I just mentioned, head on over to the site. It's at tumponline.com. That's T-U-M-P. Online.com. Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time, I'm Adam, and on behalf of myself and Duggar, I wish you happy geeking.